Philip Semper Pierre, if these urgent care today's date is 02/17/2022. Dictation is for Miguel Canales. Canales spells C-A-N-A-L-E-S. Miguel spells M-I-G-U-E-L. Date of birth is 07/01/1956. This is a 65-year-old gentleman here for a follow-up period. Patient stated he started post-COVID, was diagnosed with COVID pneumonia, which resulted in admission for approximately at 2 to 3 days. Around February 10th, 2020, said he's having this cough that he cannot get rid of, period. Stated that in the past he has been treated with Tessalon and Brumfed with no improvement, period. Patient said cough is dry, non-productive. Said cough keeps him up at nights, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed on complete last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert oriented, no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 99%. At room air, blood pressure is 135 over 82. Pulse 79, respiration 18, temperature 97.9. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Respiratory good, inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules, no vesicles or bullae, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion, bears weight well with non-atalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. You alert oriented times, recreational nerves, three times, gross, normal motor and sensory functions and normal mood and affected normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is post COVID cough, number two is follow up. Next paragraph, patient was given his completed FMLA paperwork. He will be referred to a pulmonologist, as in the past he has received Tessalon, which failed, Brumfed, which failed. While he's waiting to be evaluated by the pulmonologist, I will give him today albuterol 2.5/5 mL for home nebulizer. He will take 3 mL three times daily, PRN for cough or wheezing, period. Next medication, Symbicort, 140. Correction, 160/4.5 micrograms. He would take 1 to 2 puffs twice daily. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. Patient is requesting codeine for his cough. He indicated that someone told him that that works well for his cough. He was advised that we'll have to try the Symbicort force along with the intervention, a contribution along with the intervention of the pulmonologist. Then, in consultation with the pulmonologist, we'll decide if codeine is indicated. Says he understand, period. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. His paperwork was given to him for FMLA. End of dictation.